many rural areas don't have access to the kind of high-speed internet service they need, which could get better with the extra $1 billion the federal government plans to put toward broadband. For Harvest Public Media, Mary Hansen learned more about the cost of doing business across this digital divide.
This truck here is weighing empty, the one coming in from the east here. This one here is loaded.
Gary Smith works at a grain elevator at Okaw Farmers Co-op in Lovington, in central Illinois. On his desk sit two computer screens. He tracks corn and soybean prices online at the Chicago Board of Trade. As he explains, trade moves fast.
Bam, 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 bam. Within a few seconds, it could change a nickel or a dime, you know, against your favor.
A slow internet connection could mean a loss of hundreds of dollars for a farmer trying to sell his crop. Smith says their internet connection used to be so slow, they'd often just pick up the phone to report the grades and weights of grain they were buying.
Well, you know how a telephone conversation can do. You can lose, right there, it's half a cent now. We would have lost on soybeans just by this little conversation here.
That changed when they got high-speed internet over fiber optic cables.
It's the speed's what we're after, and the fiber optic is a lot better.
But fiber or any other high-speed internet options are expensive to bring to rural towns like Lovington.
There's millions of people in this country who literally have no broadband access because that infrastructure is just not being built. And that is the part of rural America that really has the danger of being left behind.
That's Shirley Bloomfield. She works with small internet providers as the head of the Rural Broadband Association. She says one challenge is that large telecom companies don't have the incentive to build out the infrastructure, like laying the fiber cables, to serve small towns. It won't get them the return on investment that building up in cities will. That's why billions of federal dollars have been spent on connecting the most outlying communities. Bloomfield says it still hasn't been enough, but she says there's a renewed interest in tackling the problem.
As a result of, you know, the election and people kind of really taking a deeper look at rural America and, you know, what it's going to take to pull that economy along as well. And obviously all roads seem to lead to broadband.
More federal money to build and connect antennas for fixed wireless or bury fiber optic cables could be on the way. Back in Lovington, crews are doing just that, digging 3 feet under the ground to connect a new insurance business on the town's main street to a fiber hub. Shawnee Communications used federal grants and loans to bring fiber internet to its 500 customers there. Matt Johnson is a vice president with Shawnee. He says even in rural areas that do have internet access, speeds often can't keep up with the way that people use the internet now.
It's not just checking your email anymore. It's not just viewing a static website. It's, I want to watch the NFL game right here where I am on this device.
Johnson sees it as an economic development tool. He hopes faster internet will bring more people to live and work in small towns.
And there's still a case to be made for a quality of life in rural Illinois that these places should be able to continue to survive and grow. But we recognize that it's going to be much more difficult if they don't have a high-speed connection to these areas.
At the grain elevator in Lovington, Gary Smith watches a truck pull up to the scale.
So that truck over there is waiting. He's already leaving the scale now to go get a load.
His coworker enters the stats into the computer to be sent to their main office. The process is faster and smoother since they got their high-speed internet a year ago.
Right. It can save us a lot of money and also the farmers. And that's what we're after right here.
And the benefits reach far beyond this one business. Closing the rural internet divide helps schools, doctors, emergency dispatchers, and other small businesses throughout the county. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Mary Hansen.